call if you need me. I can't claim to know why, but for me it was circumstantial. Hormone dump after miscarriage, plus my only child's diagnosis, had my drunk face lit by a screen detailing ways to jettison this failure of a body. And because I could not believe in God, I harbored no notion I would still get to see that child as a man. So here I am. It was that and the instinct for preservation, instinct to stay. Oh, please stay. Don't say these are dark days. They are no worse than windows of a copy store plastered with missing persons posters that Christmas after 9/11. No sadder than thousands of teddy bears sent to Newtown. I think too much already about how each day leeches a little magic, and how my son won't watch a video of lava rolling down a hill because he's afraid to see people die, when yesterday he knew it only as a slow pour of fire. For him, I will always stay longer. I will climb hand over hand this failed body up the side of a hill, or I will hang a bird feeder. And when the wren with the red head comes to feed, I will ask myself, red like what? Then try to come up with something better than blood.